This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. It's a Friday. We've reached Friday. We love Fridays. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony's in Florida. He's on vacation. He's sending us pictures that we don't want to see. So there is that. Check us out. Speaking of see, you want to see us, and a lot of people do, check out our camera, 937thefan.com, our live stream. The numbers are up and up and up and up every single day. So click on the watch live link right at the top, 937thefan, live in studio. Watch. It's big, and it's right there, and it's in HD, and we love it. And check out our YouTube as well. YouTube, and just do a search, 937thefan. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. I've noticed that Jim has really become the master of taking a picture of nothing.
We got a picture yesterday that was on our text chain that was for all of us.
Uh-huh.
That I didn't understand what it was, and so I didn't respond, or I didn't even like it or whatever. It was just a picture from out of his hotel room or wherever he's staying, renting an apartment or something. It looked like he's on about, I don't know, the 12th or 13th floor of some, no, it wouldn't be 13th, but like 14th or 15th floor of a building maybe, overlooking some kind of bay, but it's not like a sunset. There aren't boats out there.
It's just a random picture.
It's like, all right, this is what I'm looking out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I wonder if I can get the camera to see this.
Right, what is this thing? And
it was just a random photo of some buildings and some water.
All right, I can't be the only, I can't be the only one that went through this last night. I don't know why. My phone, I heard Heather Abraham talking about this, so my darn microphone holder thing.
You got to fix that.
There it is. I told the guys about it, and they go, I know exactly what's wrong with it. That's what Vic said to me, our tech guy. He goes, I know exactly what's wrong with it. I go, oh, so what's the fix? He goes, it just needs tightened in the thing, or whatever. I go,
okay, can
all
you
right.
do that?
But I like Vic, so it's not
he's a wonderful man.
Right.
I told him about the thermostat in the other studio, the production, the pirate studio.
Right.
Last week I sent an email and literally the thermostat is falling out of the wall. Like you can see the screws that would hold it in place.
And the wires. I pulled it off the other day.
So I see him in the hall the other day. I was like, hey Vic, sorry, that thermostat just won't. He's like, all he did was put Velcro on the back and try to Velcro it to the wall. It didn't work at all.
He put Velcro
on the back. He's like, oh, I'm going to have to try something else. I was like,
oh my gosh.
There's some screws there. I think you want to actually screw it in.
I don't think Velcro is going to fix some of the people around my house and what happened last night. It was bad. But luckily, it was on kind of the other side of the township. But just before, okay, so about 7:45 last night, there was like lightning that was like a strobe light. Mm. It was the brightest lightning that I've seen. And it wasn't just bright. It was like piercing to where it hurt your eyes. It was like in a haunted house at a strobe light. And then the rain was very heavy for just a second, but the wind was incredible. But they said that, and not they said, I'm watching on the news right now, the other side of the township, there's like one guy I know had like 4 trees down in his yard and just missed his house. Other people, a roof blew off a house. They're showing it on the news right now. But Heather Abraham was talking about this morning, that I know all the alerts are off on my phone because I just don't like, I only like communicating with the people I like communicating with, and I don't like any peripheral stuff, really. My wife thought that hers was like that too, but she got that.
You get that?
See, I turned off emergency alerts on mine.
Oh, really?
And if you go into, what's that squiggly circle? Settings.
Okay.
Then you go into notifications. Then you go all the way down to the bottom. Amber alerts, emergency alerts, public safety alerts, off. Just turn them all off. I don't get that.
And you still got the
No, thing? I did not.
Oh, you did not. Okay.
She thought hers were off. And maybe she got a new one of those install operating system overnight kind of things like a couple weeks ago. And we're sitting there and all, and it just scared the heck out of my kids. My son thought our roof was going to blow off.
Yeah, no, the same thing happened at our house because there was one out in like Peters Township area, I guess, northeastern Washington County, and they issued the tornado warning for us. And my son gets freaked out about anytime there's a tornado watch, right? Which is the lower level, like, hey, there might be a tornado today.
Right.
That kind of deal. But then that thing went off. The phone went off. And all of a sudden, I got to turn on the TV and watch Ray Petalin and Ron Smiley to make sure we don't have to run to the basement, which we did not, luckily.
Well, mine said go to the basement.
Yeah,
ours was like
did
a
too.
Straight yeah. warning that said it's imminent. And then they showed the red track of where it was going to go, right? This was the tough part. At about 7:41, they show the red track, and it's like a funnel, like a reverse funnel. It starts narrow and gets bigger, right? And it honestly, I like zoomed in. It was right on our house. And I'm like, oh. But then you want to do the right thing, but you also don't want to incite people.
Fear.
Correct.
I didn't want it to become worse than it already was.
Right. So I'm like, listen, I think we might be okay. I don't want to make everybody go to the basement, even though that's the right thing to do. What do we do here? So we wrote it, but it was really bad.
I gave it a couple minutes, and I'll be honest, there was a moment where I was like, because my wife and daughter were out and were on their way home, and I was worried about that. But then my son, like your kids, freaking out a little bit because of that noise, and then we turned on the TV, and there's, like I said, Ray and Ron telling us to go lay downstairs with a mattress on top of us. So I gave it a couple minutes, and then because ours was a little bit later. It was like a half hour later, like just after 8 o'clock, and the warning ran through 8:30. And I looked outside at one point, and I could see the front tree, like literally like flapping back and forth. And this is a big tree now, whipping back and forth in the wind. I'm like, and my son starts to, I'm like, get away from the windows. He's like, why? I was like, before we go downstairs, first thing, stay away from the windows. But I didn't want him to get any more scared. So we didn't end up going downstairs because it passed remarkably quickly. Like as soon as it came, it was gone. And they were talking about on TV how the storm had reduced in force and power, the one that was out near us. And so
it
wasn't as bad as out in Hampton.
I heard sirens, and that's when I was like, this might not be good.
When you start to get tight.
This might not be good. So that happened, and hopefully everybody's okay. Property damage is property damage. Hopefully you can get it fixed, but apparently no one got hurt. So that is
good. That's good.
Yeah. So that's that. That's what's going on. Matt, did you get it in the city? Did you get that alert, by the way?
I got the alert on my phone.
Do you normally get them, though?
Yeah, I think so. It
that loud?
The heck out of me. Yeah, it was crazy. Because I had it like, I wasn't on it, but it was right next to me, and it was blaring.
My kids are so conditioned to, usually when that goes off, it's an Amber Alert.
Yes.
My kids are so conditioned to that my son immediately was like, Amber Alert! And then we looked, and I was like, no, this is like legit weather.
So. Here's a great one. So this person named Mary, does she follow us? No, she does not follow us. She follows, somebody pointed this out. She follows all these different news people, whatever.
Okay.
And I'll just out her because this is her name on Twitter. Mary Albanese, Albanesi, at Steeler Penn Buck. So she's a Pittsburgher, right?
Okay.
So Mary tweets to Ray Petalin.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad. She tweets at 1:54 a.m., right? Just a little bit ago. At Ray Petalin. Here's where we are as a society. I heard you say earlier tonight that primetime programming was on CW due to your endless storm coverage. Unfortunately, that didn't help those of us who record our shows to watch later. I found out at almost 2 a.m., a little too late to catch them on CW. Enough! All caps, exclamation point. My man Ray came back with this. I'm sorry you missed your recording. But I'm more sorry for those who had extensive storm damage tonight. You can stream those shows on CBS.com. While you may find that to be an inconvenience, I'm sure it's not as bad as those cleaning up after the storms.
Bang.
Ray Petland.
Sorry, you didn't see the touching episode of Young Sheldon.
Right.
I'm sure you can't live without United States of Al. I'm sure without B positive, you're not going to be able to get through the rest of your weekend.
Sorry,
lady.
You didn't see Boston Hospital, Boston Firefighter, Boston Cop, whatever it is.
Boston Garbage
right,
Man.
Right. Chicago Fireman, Chicago Soccer Player, Chicago Cop, Chicago Garbage Guy, Chicago Sanitation Worker, and Chicago Bird Watcher. Sorry you missed all of those.
Yeah.
But there were people whose roof flew off, Mary. Now go to hell. I mean,
Mary, do me a favor.
I mean,
go back and watch every other episode of Bull that you've DVR'd over the last 5 or 6 years and watch one of those because they're all exactly the same.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, here we go. I was eating at a restaurant last night simultaneously at the same time. It's redundant. I don't care,
That's
though.
That's good.
Everybody's phone started going off, an alert. It sounded like we were next to a fire alarm. Another person. I was at Cinemark at McCandless. 40 people's phones went off at the same time. You want to talk about annoying. Well, at least it got the message across.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Like, my wife's never went off before. I thought she had the setting set to off. Wow. But so there we go. There we go. But Ray Petalin throwing the hammer at Mary.
I'd rather have everybody's phones go off in a crowded theater and everybody know that there might be a tornado, like, right around the corner than to go back, like, 15, 20 years.
Yes.
To when nobody had any idea, they just thought it was a thunderstorm and the roof of the whip got ripped off at Kennywood. And like, or people up on Mount Washington thought, oh, it's just a thunderstorm, and bang, there was an F1 tornado.
Hey, right, and then you had some farmer on the news tell people, I tried to tell them, you know,
I live
out here in Patterson Township in Beaver County, and I tried to warn them because I knew I could sense the barometer, and there's nobody to tell. Mm-hmm. I called, and nobody picked up. But anyway, yeah, so that's that. Well, I'm glad everybody seems to be okay. Mary Hours is at it. I don't know. The Smiley isn't working. Mary Hours has been at it in the morning, so that's what's going on.
I think they pulled Smiley in, like, off of vacation or, like, a staycation or something. He was in his basement doing the thing in, like, a polo shirt last night, the emergency.
Smiley.
Yeah, they pulled him in to, like, tag team the Tornadoes with him, Ray Petalin.
Him and Bob Fool or whoever. Is Bob Fool still alive? I don't know. Did he just retire? Remember that guy used to be always on? He was like the Allegheny County emergency guy, F-U-L-L, I think his name was.
I don't remember
I don't know if he's still alive or he just retired or what.
I hope he's alive.
Yeah, but they would put like, it was bad. He'd be standing like behind him. They'd be putting people in boats in Millville. That, like, if he made it on the news, it was bad. Was that his name? Fool. F-U. Yeah, Bob Fool, I think his name was. He'd always be somewhere where it'd be like, if you infuse low-lying areas into your sentence, it's bad.
Yeah.
There was that. And anytime he would always, he'd be reporting from a street or they'd be interviewing him, something with the word run in it. If you're by something with the word run in it, it's bad news when the news comes. Anything run.
Yeah.
Bad news. Anyway.
Tonight on a very special episode of SWAT that Mary won't get to watch.
Well, because somebody's...
A swift water rescue takes place.
I know, because somebody's roof flew off, and they got freaking boats that they blow up with air. They're trying to pull people out. So, anyway.
Right, but I wasn't able to watch Survivor.
No, right out of the bullpen. Here we go. My buddy Richie. Richie O'Brien tells me, and his old man is just a gem, right? An old mailman, right? My dad is 80. His phone, which is a flip phone, and his buddy's phone, which is also a flip phone, went off at my daughter's volleyball game. You should have seen these two trying to figure that out. Oh,
my gosh. What's going on here?
Chief Fool retired. Good. He was a good man. He really, his reports were incredibly thorough, and he was great on the news, I thought. Anyway, yes.
Somebody trying to call me. It's one of them texts you guys talk about all the time. Somebody sending me texts on my phone.
I would have paid money to see Richie O'Brien's old man and his pal looking at their phones going off, going like, "What? I don't even want this. I only have two numbers in my phone.
Deb, how's this get fixed?
Right.
I don't know.
I got my wife and my bookie on my phone. That's it. Why do I even have this? Anyway. Lee Sterling, 8 o'clock. Pat Bostick talks about a big game with us at 7:45. We got lots of guests talking about Pitt Clemson. And we also got EJ Raddick, NHL Network. It's a full slate. Hello.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.